non-rock a boatus must stop. I don't want to rock the boat. I want to sink it.
Are you going to bark all day, little doggy, or are you going to bite?
Brett, delusional
is okay in your worldview. I'm an animal. You don't chastise chickens for being delusional. You don't chastise pigs for being delusional. So you calling me delusional using your worldview is perfectly okay. It doesn't really hurt.
She hung up on me.
Yes!
Oh!
What?
Desperate times call for faithful men and not for careful men. The careful men come later and write the biographies of the faithful men, lauding them for their courage.
Go into all the world and make disciples. Not go into the world and make buddies. Not to make brosives.
Right.
Don't go into the world and make homies.
Right.
Disciples.
I got a bit of a jiggle neck. That's a joke, Pastor.
When we have the real message of truth, we cannot let somebody say they're speaking truth when they're not.
Take an amazing journey to a place that will blow your mind and move your heart so you will never be the same again.
For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for the images resembling mortal men and birds and animals and creeping things. Therefore God gave them up to the lust of their hearts, to impurity, to the dishonor of their bodies among them, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Welcome back to Apologia Radio. We have a bit of a, we're short staffed today.
Yeah.
A little
quiet
more
around here.
Casual show with just me, the bear, and Joy the mama.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh.
That's kind of a cute version of that name.
I was thinking today that we've known each other a long time.
I know.
Actually, I was thinking about it. I've known you longer than I've known Jeff.
I know. Yeah. Probably like what? Like a year longer?
Yeah, probably about that or so-ish. About the same, but
yeah.
Anywho,
been a while.
It has been a while.
Time goes.
Yeah, you were still in high school when I met you.
I know.
And now look at you. You're married and about to have a child.
Have a kid. Any moment. Not really.
That's a joke, everyone watching. So Jeff is actually in California filming some stuff with Ray Comfort and Living Waters. So we'll be watching for that. Two straight days of 8 hours of filming. So he's going to be probably without a voice when he gets back.
Right.
So yeah, he's there. Zach Conover's in, where is he? Kauai right now. And Pastor Zach Morgan is somewhere else. I don't know. And
working on something.
It's just the two of us.
Yeah.
Just the two of us. So today I figured we would talk about some feminism stuff. Not just because it's you and I,
right,
but because it was in the news and there was some crazy stuff.
Oh yeah. There's all kinds of nuttiness happening.
And I was glad that you guys didn't discuss this already on Sheologians, thankfully, so we could talk about it.
Yeah. Sometimes we miss stuff.
Yeah.
And then when we have to record in advance. So
yeah,
it's nice to have Apologia Radio talk about feminism too.
Right. Yeah. Cause usually I'll be like, hey, check this out. And Summer's like, we did a show on it like a month ago.
Where were
like,
you?
Sorry.
Only not listening, obviously.
My wife listens. She doesn't listen to this show. But so we'll just get going here because Joy actually has to leave shortly to go to my house to swim with my kids.
Well, you guys are headed. In a few weeks. Yeah, it's nuts around here.
Yeah, I'll be in Japan.
Because you won't be here.
Yeah.
So I wanted to see your
family.
Yeah,
Jeff will be in Virginia next week, and then he gets back, and then I'll be gone for 2 weeks in Japan.
And then Carmen will be gone, so we won't be able to do anything. What are we going to do without Carmen?
Oh, well, look at Isaac's doing this now.
I know.
We don't even need Carmen anymore.
I bet Isaac's going to surprise us.
He's going to surpass Carmen's abilities. Yeah. What do you think, Isaac? You think you can do that? You probably don't even have your mic turned on. That's okay.
I got it turned on.
Oh, well, we can even have you. You can participate in the show.
Yeah, I can.
See, okay, so I had requested that Isaac be on the show, so we had a third host, and Carmen Carmen poo-pooed that idea. He shut that down immediately.
Blocked it.
But hey, look at that. You got
a
microphone.
He wants Isaac to be ready for when he leaves.
So
we can keep doing this.
Feel free to participate there, Isaac Barjona.
If I have any thoughts, I'll provide them.
Okay. Thank you. So, to get this crazy show off, and I'm like doing like supreme multitasking today because I'm doing usually what I do and Jeff does. So if there's some moments where I don't know what I'm doing, that's
well,
why.
And I don't know how many of you guys listening to this are pastors, but I'm not one, but I do get to see just how often the phone rings, and usually it rings even more when one of the pastors is out of town.
Yeah, we've been trying to start the show for like 2 hours and I just, my phone kept going off. So there's probably going to be all kinds of fun comments on the thing today because I'm not paying attention. So anyways,
everyone just behave. Okay.
Behave.
I'm keeping an eye out.
If you are a flat earther, you're automatically banned. Just, you know, with that note, someone will find a reason to bring up flat earth. Yep. Oh, we're talking about
feminists? Talking about it right now.
Exactly. So we're going to bust out the craggle here. Let's get this show started. So I saw this article. This was from the 27th, and I believe this occurred in London. We're talking about the title is "Radical Protester Super Glues Her Breast to the Street to Fight Climate Change."
It didn't work.
It did.
That's the follow-up article.
Didn't work. Yeah, that's about it. Didn't work. Nope. So I don't know what she was hoping to accomplish. But we really just want to talk about the folly of feminism and its ultimate conclusion eventually. So that was the first thing I saw. I was like, wow, that's dedication. I don't know what she hoped to accomplish.
Did they interview her at all? And
I didn't see
like,
an interview.
Ask her what?
No, there was just, if you read the article, there's a bunch of people that I think they had actually, some people actually super glued themselves to each other. And to a wall.
Why?
I don't know. And it was in front of the bank, and it was in front of Saks Fifth Avenue, which I think it's in front of London, in London somewhere.
Is this like becoming one with the earth type of thing? Like
yeah,
you
I guess.
Super glue yourself?
Yeah, I don't know. They're mad at the bank, so they super glue themselves to one another. Yeah, I don't know. It's just,
it seems like it'd be painful to unglue.
Yeah, I don't know.
I did just see a funny, usually our commenters are kind of out of control, but one of our commenters just
summer.
Said, isn't glue made of horses? for the environment.
Well played. Yes, it is actually. It's made of horse hooves, I believe. So that is,
I mean, I don't know what super glue is made of, but I doubt it's naturally occurring.
That's a really great point. Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah, so she killed, or she didn't kill the horse, but she used a kilt horse to super glue her breast to the street. And guess what? Didn't stop the climate change. Didn't stop the banks from operating. She may have stopped herself from being able to nurse later to children.
Yeah, I just feel like that would
be
really
if she's along with the other people we're talking about today, she may not be worried about nursing children. So
who knows?
So it's just these feminists, they continue to amaze me with their stupidity.
I haven't seen, I know that there's like a, the feminists are all about the like free the nipple thing. am I allowed to say that on this show?
You are.
They're all about, you know, like trying to create equality in the sense of like a male can swim with his shirt off.
Sure.
Like what is the difference between.
Yeah.
Those two things, but I've never heard of someone. I don't know what the correlation is between that and climate change. I guess maybe just like a shocking thing to get people's attention.
Yeah, because it's like she's going to use her lady parts to make a point, but I don't know. I don't know. Just got
to
leave a scar.
Like the
I would
asphalt
think.
Or cement?
It's asphalt. Yeah, at least the picture. It looks like it. They had to cover her up. It looks like to remove. Remove. I don't
know.
Well, yeah.
Once you do that, like, what's your plan? Just to stay forever?
I guess. I am not moving until...
I'm here now.
Until the farting cows are all removed from the earth.
Until we kill them all.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah, so that was the first thing. That's the crazy glue and how that's related to feminism. So so moving on from there, I want to talk about the old birth strike crew.
So
what I was alluding to is there's a group of women, and there's actually a YouTube channel, I think, called Birth Strike, and they're saying that we're gonna go on strike and not have any children. And I say, please don't. Thank you. For the sake of my children, thank you for not continuing your nonsense. But
here, that was this that I said earlier, you know, like when your kids are like, well, I'm not eating dinner. And you're like, oh, great. I'm going to eat mine. That won't affect me later.
Right.
Like,
so I'm going to play. I got this clip here. It's from American Voices. And there's it's a bunch of different clips put together. But we'll just talk through here.
Our planet is in a kind of collapse. The natural world is collapsing around us, and that's actually happening right now.
There's like zero evidence for that.
Well, and so another thing that you have to consider with the environmentalism argument is that at the very foundation of it, I'm not talking about like conservation or stewardship or anything like that. That's a totally different
topic. Which is actually a biblical
topic. Right.
Idea.
But environmentalism, the very root of it is that the earth was here first and that humans are an intrusion on it. So it's an evolutionary belief, and it believes that, like, what it states is that humans are the problem here. So what we actually know is that God didn't rest until humans were here. In fact, he said to take dominion and subdue the earth. So,
which includes good stewardship of the land.
Right. So, yeah, we're definitely not advocating good stewardship of animals and the planet and all that kind of thing. But you're definitely not, foundationally, you can't get there with secular environmentalism, because it presupposes that humans are, like, that the world would be better if humans weren't here. And in the random chaotic creation of the world as we know it, humans are actually the blight on the planet. So, but that's not, we obviously know that to be false.
Right. Exactly. And I was trying to find a quote from Joe Boot. I couldn't find it, but it's in here somewhere in the Mission of God, where he talks about, you know, these sort of people who, ultimately, they worship the earth, right? They worship nature, and that's why I read from Romans 1 there, and that's what you see. You see the folly of that, where they've been given over to the depraved mind, and so, you know, they literally worship the earth, they worship trees,
right?
You know, and this idea of like, well, we're not going to bring any more children into the world because it's going to destroy the earth, you know, and that's what they worship, and that's their idolatry.
Well, and we also something that I really find interesting, and obviously I'm not a scientist, so I don't know the necessary. This is just me trying to think critically about this. A part of me wonders, like, how do we know that the earth can't sustain 10 billion people?
Right.
How do we know that?
We don't.
We don't know that. So this idea, so if your narrative is that humans are a blight and humans are what's wrong with in terms of the destruction of the planet,
right,
then obviously the more humans there are, the worse that is. But that's the evidence that you pull out to support that generally doesn't, it's not supported by the Bible. And usually the science behind it is debatable, like in terms of climate change and stuff like that. Like typically you're believing something that you want to believe that fits your version of events, which is that the more humans we have, the less the earth can sustain that. But we don't know that. And I also feel like for the Christian to say that we need to, like, do population control, there's just sort of a lack of faith in God's sovereignty. Especially if you're a postmillennialist.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Well, we've talked about how the whole idea of climate change, you know, they continually change the term. You know, it used to be global warming, and then, like, all of a sudden it started to cool down, and like, oh, I guess we better change it to climate change. And it's like, yeah, the climate change is over time it heats up and cools down, heats up and cools down. And there's a history of that. But, you know, like this whole idea of like of climate change being like some negative thing that we're destroying the earth is just it's just stupid.
Well, because much of the climate historically has like we haven't like humans have observed it, but they haven't observed it in like a scientific way where like they wrote it down and they were like today, you know, they weren't, you know, marking temperatures and things like that. So that's all based on the presumption of what the environment was like at one point and how it has changed up until this point.
Yeah. And I actually was reading, I forgot to pull the article up, forgive me, but there was an article I was reading and it was saying that there was one glacier, a pretty significant glacier that was shrinking. And that's why they were saying global warming, all that was shrinking, but now it's actually growing again and expanding.
Right.
So we actually, that's just, since we are observing, it's like, I guess we had that wrong.
Well, and in the evolutionary model, that's what you see, what you have to see a lot. That's how a lot of the science is done, is that you have to make an, and I'm not saying it's not an educated judgment on what the environment used to look like. I mean, that's debatable, but they do science and things like that, and they figure out what they think it looked like back then, but ultimately it's still what they think it looked like back then, billions of years ago. And according to them, there was no humans to observe it. Right. Like, so how could you possibly, like, how could you really know with any certainty?
Right. Plus all these people that complain about overpopulation, and I'm like, you've never driven through Texas, have you? or you've never driven from Phoenix to Salt Lake City. Cause there's a whole lot of empty land, you know, just nothing. So I don't want to hear overpopulation. There's plenty of space, at least in our nation, there's plenty of space to expand if we need to.
Well, and in terms of, I don't know. I just think that, it's definitely a secular view for you to say, oh, well, resources could be limited and blah, blah, blah. And so, because we actually are supposed to be here. God made it that way.
Right.
You know, obviously, if you're suppressing the truth and unrighteousness and you don't believe in God, or you say you don't believe in God, then that doesn't mean much to you. But certainly for the Christian, this shouldn't be too hard.
Right.
Anything that presupposes that humans were not supposed to be here, and that if they weren't here, it would be a better place, is not biblical.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And
that's like in the beginning stuff.
Yeah.
That's like from the very beginning of the revealed word.
Literally from the beginning. And I've even seen studies, I know like in Europe, and I saw specifically Italy, I know for sure, like they've, because they're having so few children that they're saying that they're able to like calculate trends, you know, and they're saying that like, you know, a lot of Europe is going to like just die out because they're not making enough children.
Right.
And I've heard of studies that have said the U.S. is not that far behind.
Yeah. It's like a certain amount. Yeah. Each family needs to have a median amount of children in order for the population to continue.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're missing that, which the environmentalists would say, good, we need some time without any humans, but...
Right. Well, that's what we're going to get into here. Since we brought up, we'll go ahead and talk about it. So like I've said this before, and it's funny because when I sent you the clips, you said the exact same thing. It's like these feminists, the pro-choicers, the homosexual agenda, all that, you know, because we're post-millennial, because we look long term, they're going to die out eventually.
Right. And that's not. Yeah. That's not, we're not being mean.
No, they're just, people they're not repopulating.
People who promote not having kids don't have kids.
Right.
So who are you going to pass your belief on to of not not repopulating? Right. If you're a man and your husband, you guys can't procreate.
Right.
You can't do it. And so there's not like, and it's certainly not a reason to just be like, oh, whatever, they're going to be gone.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's not even a, it's not even sustainable. So like they would, how the end game, that was not an Avengers reference.
I wanted to talk about that, by the way, but she hasn't seen it.
The end game here is that the Earth would exist undisturbed with no humans on it.
Yeah.
that, and that's for all, everything, for for people who are against procreation, for people who can't procreate. That's the best case scenario, is that it would just be a world full of animals and plants.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, people, the ignorance in that is that you don't even understand the type of effect that, so we focus on the negative impact of humans on animals and plants.
Mm.
But that being said, there's tons of positive impact that humans have had on animals and plants. And here, and even if there wasn't, we're still supposed to be here.
Yeah, right.
I mean, shame on people for promoting bad stewardship. And for just, you know, I mean, we're not getting into an environmentalist conversation here, but we're still supposed to be here.
Yeah,
no matter what you say, you cannot convince me that that humans just got here by accident.
Right.
And what a shame that was.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, in evolution, I guess you can go with that. But
in evolution says that if you don't procreate, that your fitness is not very high and you shouldn't be.
That's true. Yeah, you're right. That's a very anti-evolutionary viewpoint.
I would venture to say, I would venture to say that fitness would also not involve you gluing yourself to other things, like the road where cars drive.
Right. So, I wonder if somebody had to go scrape up her skin.
I don't know. I feel like it probably took. They have like a solution or something.
Yeah, acid. But I mean, this is why it's having a optimistic.
I bet humans made that stuff.
But you're right.
That got her off that pavement.
Why having an optimistic eschatology matters though, because you know, it's again because we're thinking long term. It's like we do have hope. I know a lot of Christians, you know, that don't have that position, that see stuff like this, and it's, you know, like the end of the world's here and there's no hope, and you know, they're looking for the rapture, and it's like, no, we're going to outlive this, and Christ is going to be victorious over this, right? This will eventually be put under his feet. So to me, in my eyes, yes, we need to fight against this, yes, we need to stand up for truth, and but you know, eventually it's going to be overcome because of the sheer folly of it, because they're not reproducing and they're just going to die out. So,
right. There was a, what is it? I don't know where it's at. Ephesians 5, maybe, where it talks about, like not taking part in unfruitful works or like dark works, but like exposing them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There you
exactly.
go.
Good call. So next in this clip is our, all of our favorite Democrat nut job, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's oodles of fun, isn't she?
She's something.
Buckets of fun. Okay, well,
she's got some confidence or something behind her.
Yeah.
She just doesn't stop.
So let's see what she has to say here.
Millennials and people and, you know, Gen Z and all these folks that come after us are looking up and we're like, the world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change. And
That would be a end times prophecy, just for the record, is what that
was. We'll see if she gets it wrong.
Guess what? Unsaved people also love end times prophecy.
Yes.
Yeah. 12 years, y'all. 12 years. So that's why we're not having children, because the world's going to end in 12 years. Okay, here's another lady from England.
Learning about wildlife around the world, and I realized that most of it was actually just in a state of emergency.
Our planet.
We're in a state of emergency.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Too
many humans.
Yeah, too many humans. Okay, here's some more AOC.
It's going to be a disaster.
While she's cutting an onion.
If we don't turn the ship around. And so it's basically like there's scientific consensus that the lives of children.
No, there's not.
Are going to be very difficult. And it does lead, I think, young people to have a legitimate question. You know, is it okay to still have children?
Brilliant.
So I want to say quickly, I think it was Cross Politics I was listening to, and they were talking about her and her Green New Deal, which was just the stupidest thing. I mentioned farting cows earlier. Like, she wants to eliminate the cows because their flatulence or destroying the environment. It's like, it's so they brought up a good point. What she essentially is asking for is for us to go back to, like, you know, have 40 acres and a farm and a donkey and, you know, mill our own stuff and eliminate.
She doesn't exist in that world.
Right. Well, that's exactly what it's like. These millennials, these snowflake, you know, nut jobs that want this stuff. It's like, you don't social even know media, what work is. Right. You couldn't survive because you haven't done an ounce of hard work in your life.
Right. Well, and it's just, I don't know. I think that it's definitely like an important conversation worth having. Because obviously there's certain things that have happened on this earth that maybe wouldn't be considered good stewardship.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, what is the purpose of this earth? Why is it here?
Mm-hmm.
Humans are supposed to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very easy to say, like, oh, like, you know, we've started using like improper farming practices and we've done all these things. And it's like, well, how do we know how much of what has affected the innovation that's also occurred because of humans? Because I haven't seen any cows or horses or anything coming up with a way to contact people in China when you're in the United States. I haven't seen any of them working on that.
Right.
And you're talking about medical advances. You're talking about, even just in terms of like travel innovation, being able to... So yeah, people would say like, oh, you shouldn't buy these certain kinds of fruits because they're put on a truck and they drive all this way and they produce all this stuff into the air and all this stuff. And it's like, yeah, but those grocery stores are feeding more people than ever.
Yeah.
Like there was a time where you would starve right. If there was a drought or your crop right. was bad, you didn't have any food.
Right.
And so in a way, like there is... We have to be careful that we're not leaning to the side of if humans just hadn't have come here, all of this would have been great. Because there's also things, there's stuff that doesn't necessarily exist, like a tomato as you know it may have not come into existence if we just let the world go and there right. had never been any humans here. So it's really not, it's totally a secular view to think. It's just, like I said, have the conversation. It's a fun conversation to have. Actually, and Matthew yeah. and I have had this conversation. My husband and I have had this conversation
a
lot.
He's a weed eater.
Yeah.
Literally.
Because he loves being outside. I like it too. I love going to places where humans aren't at and they haven't thrown their trash and they haven't, yeah. you know, done all that stuff. But we certainly can't, we can't say that human, like in order for this earth to be good, to be very good, that
yeah.
we like take humans off the planet.
Right. And we just eliminate it altogether.
Right.
It's like even this video I'm watching of her, you know, it's like a Facebook live thing or something.
And there's no science behind what she's saying.
Oh no.
She's not supporting her. She's saying something that's very popular.
Right.
And producing no science.
Right. Good. Yeah. Like even the technology to do what she's doing in the video to get her point across, you know, as she's chopping this onion, which I kept waiting for her to slip and like, cut a finger off or something, but yeah, it's like even you. So what you want is the technology to get across your environmentalism. You want that to be gone too.
Right.
And I saw something funny. It's not funny. It's true, but it's funny because it is true. But you know, she just released this film on Netflix. I haven't watched it yet. I don't know if you saw it. I don't even know what it's about. Something. It's probably about socialism or something.
Mm-hmm.
And oh yeah, it is about socialism. And they're like, the article was saying how she's using capitalism to spread her
right.
views on socialism.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Which we talk about with Bernie and all that.
Yeah.
But it's just funny. It's like, you guys just shut up.
Right.
Just stop.
Like if you were in a socialist, like a full socialist, like decades deep socialist country,
yeah.
like you wouldn't be having
nah.
this conversation.
No, there wouldn't be Netflix.
With the nation right now.
There'd be Netflix with five videos that we right. have to watch and that's it.
And everyone gets Netflix and there's five videos.
Yeah.
And it's all sandwiches. The same.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on to this video here.
Important to tell the public that there are people out there that are so scared about this that they feel that they can't actually have a family.
So I don't, there might be like five of them maybe. That Burst Strike channel on YouTube, I noticed there was like 95 subscribers. Which maybe there's a separate one, but okay. That's the one that popped up, and I was like,
That seems low.
Anyways, there's not a lot of, I don't think there's a lot of women that are like, we need to go on this birth strike. There's a few nutty ones. Like, you saw the one video, I couldn't find it, I was looking for it. The one, there are the two ladies in their chairs, and they're like doing all this like weird hand motion. I don't even know what's happening, but. Anyways, okay, so then it moves to some clips from some morning talk show. I don't know what show it is.
Birth strike. How about this for a strike? Okay. These are a group of women who have partners or are married, right? Who form an organization because of climate change. I feel very strongly. Do I want to bring my kid into this world? So guess what I'm going to do?
You don't have one.
I'm not going to have one until the world takes climate change seriously.
I can't.
Again, please don't. Just don't. Thank you.
No one's making you have any kids. I mean, I fundamentally disagree with what you're saying, but
no one's
making you have kids. I would also mention that I don't necessarily have a problem with you. I feel very bad that you're lost and you consider that as your opinion of children. My issue wouldn't necessarily be with you deciding to not have children. It's like, if you conceive a child, what is your next step then?
Right.
Because the world considers it more loving to kill a child that will be affected by climate change maybe in 12 years than to have one.
Yeah.
There's some presuppositions I have a problem with. Certainly everyone who's birth striking is not having an abortion, but I would say that it's probably one of the devices.
Wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, even they might even take it a step further and say, well, this child's going to be a plight on the earth.
Right.
Not even like.
There are human beings that think humans are the worst thing that ever happened. And it's like, why are you still here then? Like, I don't mean to be glib.
No.
But nobody is consistent enough to remove themselves from this earth so that the earth can be a better place.
Yeah, it's not even that they're concerned about how hard it will be on the child. They're concerned about how hard the child will be on the earth.
Right.
Child, until I am absolutely convinced that we are on a seriously, seriously different path.
It's like some more AOC. We need a universal sense of urgency, and people are trying to like introduce watered down proposals that are frankly going to kill us.
Here I came to the decision that I couldn't bring a child into that, and I was asking around people that I know, put it a little bit out on Facebook, and realised actually quite a lot of other people are making this decision.
So aside from the ecological breakdown, we're heading into this world that none of us are equipped for.
I don't even understand that statement.
This is not a new argument also, by the way. I mean, the climate change portion of it is a little bit newer. But there are people that have been saying for a very, very long time, and I will mention that it kind of started happening around the time of the sexual revolution. But people started saying, like, why would I want to bring a kid into this messed up world?
Mm-hmm.
That's not the biblical mandate.
No.
So that's a secular view. If you're a Christian, that can't be your view. It just can't.
Yeah.
And if it is, you should ask God to change your heart.
Yeah, well, no. I mean, Paul teaches that, Christ is going to reconcile all things to himself. And we as Christians have been given that ministry of reconciliation. So we are actually to procreate and to reconcile this world back to him. So that means taking dominion over it. That means, making it a better place to live, eliminating nonsense like these people are saying. So you're right. It's literally the exact opposite of what they're saying.
At some point, these chronic realities do reach a breaking point. Mm-hmm. And I think for our generation, it's reached that.
This is a serious strike, this is. And one of the people said, And one of the people there said, I do have a partner. I would love to have children with him. So it's not people who don't want to have kids that are just using an excuse. But we're really in love, and it feels like the right thing to do.
And I totally understand.
All right. We're so in love, but we're not going to have kids because the world's dying. All right.
It's just like a secular virtue signaling. It's like, look at how much I care about the earth. I care about people. I don't want to participate in ending the earth.
Right.
So I'm not going to continue the earth.
Right.
I mean, speculate all you want about climate change, but scientifically, I do know of one way for the earth to stop working. And that is for people to not have any children anymore. Mm. I mean, that is, you can speculate about the science behind climate change, but we definitely know for sure that human life will cease to exist if everyone stops having kids.
Yeah.
So
that's one way to
do it. That's just how it is. If you really don't want to end the world for humanity, the answer is not to stop having kids, because there is no humanity without humans.
Right.
So,
You know, I'm just sitting here thinking of, speaking of Avengers, I'm not going to talk about Endgame because Joy hasn't seen it, but Infinity War, which I believe you saw.
I did.
If you haven't seen Infinity War by now, sorry. You should see it.
Spoiler alert.
There's the point where Thanos, when he essentially steals Gamora, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he killed half of her planet.
Right.
And that's like his mission, is to kill half of every planet. In his mind, that's being gracious and showing mercy, because, you know, then no one's going to go hungry and all that. And it's kind of the same thought process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, well, if half of us stop having kids, then that means the other half of us.
That means, you know, there's more jobs, and that's mean there's more, even though all that's ever happened throughout history is expansion. Like, the more people we've had on the planet, the more we've expanded technology, the more we've expanded industry, the more we've expanded our resources. Like, I'm not saying we've done it perfectly all the way along the line, but there's nothing to suggest that we won't expand with more people.
Mm.
That's all we've ever done.
Right.
So you're giving up a thing that you know to be true, that you've experienced, and for people who are all about observable science, you're willing to give that up for this speculation about the next 12 years and climate change.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So back to this lady, let's see here. So she's saying climate change now needs to be a part of every decision made. Every decision must include the discussion on climate change.
Understand why this is hard for people like my mum to understand is, this is now at such a crunch time that this needs to affect every decision in our lives now.
A lack of urgency.
I think it might be hard for your mom to understand, because she's a sane person.
Well, and she had you. Like, if she had decided to do what you're doing, you would not exist to say these words. You wouldn't be around for the interview.
Right. Okay, more AOC here.
He's going to kill us. It doesn't matter if you agree that climate change is an important issue. At this point, it doesn't matter.
And I'm so disappointed by the response by our authorities to this crisis, and so freaked out by it.
It's not enough for me to hear that we'll maybe meet this target, or that these things might be happening. I need to see it. I need to see a different world before I can bring someone else into it.
Until we all start pitching in and holding people accountable, I'm just gonna let them have it.
Oh, AOC. Do you think she'll make it through one term, or make it to a second term?
I don't know. I think there's a lot of people that dislike her.
Yeah.
Even people would like consider themselves on her side.
Right.
She's also had a lot of like flubs, like where people, like, fact checking has just not been good and stuff like that. I don't know. I'm not against a female millennial knowing what they're talking about, but she sort of embodies that millennial idea,
which
is like half knowing about something and then speaking like you're an expert on it. Maybe not even half knowing. She may half know it, but I was mostly talking about internet people.
Well, she fits right into that category.
Right.
As
a millennial, that's an unfortunate part.
When do you officially become a millennial? Am I out of that?
You're out of it.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. I think the oldest is this year. The oldest would be like 30, 34, 35 or something
missed,
like that.
I missed the cutoff. Good.
But I don't know for sure.
That's right. Anyways.
I know I'm like somewhere in the middle. Yeah. I know that's how I gauge it. I'm like kind of in the middle of the range.
Gotcha. But I think the higher range is not so nutty.
Yeah.
It's like the bottom
yeah,
half.
Yeah, you get the little mix and then the bottom half. Yeah, goodness gracious. You got a millennial mixed with, I forget what the next generation is called. But
oh my gosh. Okay, so I know Joy's got to get going, so I'm just going to close out here with this. This video popped up. My wife sent it to me yesterday, actually. So this is from Students for Life of America. And so there was a, I guess it's a make-believe or makeshift, it's obviously not a real graveyard, but it's a graveyard with a bunch of pink crosses that they set up. They were supposed to represent aborted babies, right? So I think it's a cool idea. So they set this up, and so then these Planned Parenthood supporters come marching through, like stepping on the crosses and like flaunting. And so I'm just going to play this quickly. Just again, this is kind of like, just I want to show the extent of like where, when you go all in on feminism and all in on, you know, the AOC stuff, like where this takes you. So here we go. By the way, if you have children, you may not want them to hear this. It's hard to hear, and I think there might be some language. Okay, so first thing, there was girls walking through this graveyard holding their signs up screaming, I had an abortion. Now, the one that just played, because obviously you can't see it, this girl's walking through and pointing down at the cross saying, there's mine.
Yeah.
Like bragging, like that's my abortion right there.
Look, there's mine right there. I'm just so slutty. I got pregnant, so I had to get an abortion.
My question when I hear that is, where's your dad?
Right.
Where's your father at?
Unfortunately, he may have condoned that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
right.
Now.
Right.
I don't know that for sure, but.
No, I know. I hear you. I mean, that's the problem. A lot of this is not,
yeah,
not good, strong fathers for sure.
I know the feminists don't want to hear that. But.
No, not at all.
As someone would explain things, just in case.
And you're proud of it?
I'm the nerd.
Yes, I'm super proud of it. I am extremely proud of it. I exercise my right to choose.
Okay, it looks like we have an officer, a couple of officers on site.
Apparently I can't stand in grass and get the cops called. I love advocating for abortion.
My uterus loves advocating for abortion.
How am I infringing on your fucking free speech?
Are we stopping you from talking?
I can't hear y'all. When I say plant, you say parenthood. Plant.
Parenthood.
Plant.
Parenthood.
When I say aborted, you say fetuses. Aborted.
Yep. Fetuses.
Aborted.
Fetuses.
I had an abortion. Shout out to Planned Parenthood. For all the women out there, I am so sorry that you have decided to succumb to this system of patriarchy.
Oops. Sorry.
Your mother's betrayed you.
So.
What?
Oh.
Ugh.
I'll just stop there. So, if you didn't catch that, she said, what if we peed in this fetus graveyard? So, again, this just, you know, it goes back to Romans 1.
Yeah.
They've been given over to a depraved mind. You know, what is foolishness becomes truth, and what is truth becomes folly, and you know, it's literally flipped upside down. And this is where this worldview and this line of thought and reasoning and logic and morality brings you to.
And they're not even doing it for climate change.
No,
they just did it because they wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's really. I mean, and the very so nobody should be surprised by this kind of behavior. We can still be like appalled by it. We can still expose it for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But they, I don't know. I'm sort of, I've had this thought, talking to not just the feminists or whatever you'd consider these ladies. But even in terms of people that are a part of cults, things like that, that think, it just kind of makes me sad. There are people, there are many, many people that think they're going to stand. Well, they don't think they're going to stand before God, but
right.
In a world where they stood before God, they think that they would proudly stand before him and say, I got an abortion. Mm-hmm. And that just won't be that way.
Right.
You know, it,
right.
Like people will stand, like people stand before God and they think that they'll say, like, you know, I follow the beliefs of so and so, or I believe in this God.
Yeah.
And like, so what? But we, the truth is, we just will have no pride at all.
Oh, right.
Before a holy God. Yeah. And it's really sad. It's really misled. Babies are dying. Obviously, these women are proud of something that is abhorrent and that I hope in the next few decades we look at and wonder, like, what the heck were we thinking?
No. Hopefully, if God spares any mercy on us, we'll be able to look back and, you know, like we look back at the slaveholders and say, man.
Right.
Thank
what
goodness
were they
that's
doing?
Done with.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, but who knows? God could, we always say this, we're in God's judgment now, so he could very well destroy this nation
for the
nasty stuff we're doing.
I mean, historically speaking, like the number one sign of a leading front country falling is not having children anymore.
Yeah.
That's just kind of what it is. And obviously there's multiple reasons why people are choosing not to have kids. It's all under this umbrella of choice. And obviously, like, if there's no conception, then there's no murder taking place. We would disagree with your reasoning behind not having kids. But certainly in this instance, we have people standing in the open air. This is what our society is. People standing in public space, proud of the murder they committed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you even imagine? It'd be like if we went to like a graveyard, you know, of like slaves or something.
Right.
You know, and we just, you know, like, can I pee on this slave graveyard? Like, right. I had a slave.
This was my slave, you know?
You know?
Like, yeah.
It's just like, oh my
it's
goodness.
It's really appalling.
It's crazy. So, on that note, this music actually reminded me that I was hoping to have a special guest on today, but he could not be here. But I think he may be here next week.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm not going to say who, though. It's going to be a surprise. So we'll be back next week. And please be praying for Pastor Jeff as he will be coming back here, I think in a couple of days, but he's doing a lot of recording right now. And he'll be in Virginia next week doing something with Cy and Paul Washer, which I'm really excited for. So please be praying for that as well. And as always, we're so incredibly thankful for all of our supporters, for all of those that are on All Access, subscribe to that. You literally put these lights on and make everything happen here. So praise God for you. Thank you. And if you're not, please go to apologiestudios.com and sign up for All Access. And I think that's all I got.
Yep. I don't know if we had any flat earth comments. And I don't think we
had
any comments about
that.
The
logo.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be
Way
a first.
Way to go, guys.
That would be a first. when are you leaving?
Monday.
Next Monday? Mm-hmm. Oh, so you won't be on next week then.
Yeah, no. So I'll miss
you'll
you
be
guys
gone.
Next
you'll
week. Yeah, you'll the next few episodes you guys will see sort of just a rotation of people.
Where we
through.
Can grab. Jerry was in here today. I was like, hey, you want to be on? He's like, what are we talking about? I was like, feminism. He's like, nah.
It's not all everyone's right. thing.
Okay, fine. So anyways, all right. Hey, thank you, Isaac, for handling the show today and for not saying anything. All right. Right on.
It takes me a while to unmute. But,
oh, okay.
No, yeah. it went well. You guys did good.
Good.
All right, bro. Thank good you, time. Man. Isaac doing a great job. All right.
He muted himself again.
Did he? Okay. All right. Thank you, everyone, again. I will be here next week. Joy will not. So peace out.
See ya.